This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Bihar, polling will be held tomorrow for the second and final phase of assembly elections in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts. All arrangements have been put in place by the Election Commission of India to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In this phase, voting will take place in constituencies located along the Indo-Nepal border and in the regions of Simanchal, Magad, Shahabad, Koshi, Mithilanchal. Over 3.7 crore voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women, in tomorrow's polling. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. However, due to security reasons, polling in 7 assembly constituencies and certain polling stations will end at 5 p.m. By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghadshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, Nuapara in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November along with the Bihar assembly elections. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised that India achieved defence productions worth around 1,51,000 crore rupees in the year 2024-25, with defence public sector undertakings contributing 71.6% of the total. The minister made these remarks after inaugurating the Defence Public Sector Undertakings Bhavan, a state-of-the-art central facility at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. He said that defence exports reached 6,695 crore rupees, underscoring global confidence in India's indigenous systems. He added that this clearly indicates that made-in-India defence products are gaining global respect. India's unemployment rate declined to 5.2% in the second quarter of this year, down from 5.4% in the first quarter of this year for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, MoSPI, monthly labour force and unemployment data, the overall unemployment rate for rural people was at 4.4%, while the urban people rate stood at 6.9% during July to September quarter this year. The female participation of the labour force witnessed an increase to 33.7% in the second quarter, up from 33.4% in the first quarter this year. Meanwhile, labour force participation rate, LFPR, which is an estimate of the number of people actively engaged in the workforce, in the current weekly status, CWS, among persons of age 15 years and above, increased marginally to 55.1%, up from 55% during April to June quarter this year. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Angolan parliamentarians at the National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu said it was a matter of great pride to address the National Assembly of Angola and its representatives, praising the country's inspiring journey from its freedom struggle to peace and democracy. Expressing gratitude to the President of Angola, João Manuel Goncalves Lourenço, for the invitation, President Murmu highlighted that 2025 holds special significance as it marks the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between India and Angola, alongside the Golden Jubilee of Angola's independence. She said these occasions serve as a source of mutual inspiration for both nations.
ये वर्ष भारत और अंगोला के बीच राजनयिक संबंधों की स्थापना की 40वीं वर्षगांठ है। साथ ही अंगोला अपनी स्वतंत्रता की स्वर्ण जयंती मना रहा है। ये दोनों ऐतिहासिक अवसर हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और अधिक गहराई और विस्तार देने की प्रेरणा देते हैं। मैं आप सभी को स्वतंत्रता की 50वीं वर्षगांठ पर 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से हार्दिक बधाई देती हूं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.